Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
G'day, g'day.
Scott, how you bloody going?
Pretty good. We just had a nice burger inside, so my tummy's all full.
G'day, g'day.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty spritey today.
You sound like a little children's presenter. G'day, g'day.
Welcome to
the
Burger Show.
And one, two, three. From the top. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. What's happened in your life?
I got a new phone.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. It's Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk with Scott.
It's Tech Talk with Scott.
Give us the specs.
Okay, so we got a new iPhone 13. You helped me set it up today.
So, Sonic the Hedgehog, I'm going to cut you short. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it too. I'm happy.
I don't have much going on. I'm a bit of an empty barrel.
I thought you were
going
to say an empty kebab.
I'm an empty kebab. I'll tell you what, I love my kebabs nice and full.
Yes.
I had a nice one the other day from I sneak into the UTS food court.
Oh, yeah.
And I pretend that I'm from UTS. And
you then, cheeky little blue devil.
Yeah, me and my mate always just end up saying, like, revealing that we're from TAFE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you're actually not.
Yeah.
And you're just getting kebabs.
Yeah, we're just getting babs. We're just getting babs with the boys.
Getting a couple of babs with the boys.
Slapping a bit of donor on us and getting babs with the boys.
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
We watched that movie. This is the movie that we watched.
Oh my god. That's true. It was fun.
It was a fun movie. There definitely has its problems. There are quite a few problems in this movie, but overall, it's a fun movie. You know, it's a family movie, and there are some nice, funny moments that cut through, I think, for all audiences.
Yeah, I think probably one of those moments would be when Sonic flossed. That was hilarious.
Oh, man. I turned to Ben as soon as Sonic started flossing. I turned to Ben and we just gave each other the looks of cringe.
It was such a wholesome moment at the end when Sonic wasn't living in his cave.
Yeah, yeah.
And they made the attic into his like new crib.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was bouncing all over the joint and then he did the floss.
Just it made the scene so much better, totally.
So much better. See, I'm against it.
It really dates the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell what era this is from. Obviously late 2010s, but I don't know exactly the year the floss came out.
It was 2020, the movie came out. Oh, the floss.
Yeah.
The floss, wasn't that?
Like 2018, 2019.
That backpack kid, remember? I don't know. I remember him when he was on that Genius interview.
Yeah.
And
Jesus.
He tried to sing and everyone realized he couldn't sing. And he was like the backpack kid for 2 seconds and then he disappeared.
Yep. He's gone.
Is he still around?
No, he's probably dead, bro.
Fuck, I remember the backpack kid.
Anyways, there you go. Internet culture really has an impact on, popular characters' movies. Hollywood. That's for sure. Hollywood, man, they get sucked up by this. Or they suck it up like a big culture machine and spit out all the shit.
They sucked up the backpack kid. They sucked him right
and
up.
Spat him back out into Sonic's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit us with a point.
Well, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. When the trailers...
Oh, bloody hedgehog, mate.
Oh, I want to talk about the hedgehog in the room. When the trailers first came out for this movie, we all know the infamous design choices that they did for Sonic.
Yeah, where he had the really small beady eyes and they tried to make him look realistic.
And he was like elongated. It was very Uncanny Valley sort of thing. Honestly, they did such a good job in the short amount of time that they had to redesign him. There are definitely some moments in this movie where I can see his character model. Yeah, yeah, okay, we're looking at it right now and it's just so fucking cursed.
Where he's got his mouth open. Remember when he said meow?
And meow.
It's
horrible
to
look at.
I'm so worried whether... Oh, here's another picture. Alright, enough visual things.
You almost forget about that, but then, you know, that'll come up in a meme again here and there, and it just curses you. It just curses your brain.
You said to me at the end, for the end credit scene, there's Tails. And you said, oh my shit, imagine what Tails would have looked like.
Yeah. 'Cause
obviously Tails was look realistic. Tails is a fox.
Tails is a fox, yes, so two
they,
tails.
They must have had like a realistic two-tailed fox.
That would have spawned a lot of bad internet imagery from artists. I'm talking to you, artists over at Rule 34.
Oh,
you
yeah.
would have created some horrible things. This is two podcasts that I've mentioned Rule 34. We got to stop.
No, every podcast now.
Yeah.
We want Rule 34.
But anyways, going back to my
next point. Next week we're watching Teletubbies.
Oh, no.
Rule 34.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Yes. Nuts. Yes.
So fucked, man.
I love it.
Anyways, going back to my point, I just want to state that they did such a good job with his character design, like his model, even though there were a few points in the movie where I thought the lighting of his character was a bit off and it looked a little bit fake.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, obviously, it's cartoony, but there
was
a lot of points
where stuff looked fake. Like, yeah. I think there was points where the CGI looked good,
yes.
as in like, oh yeah, that looks like a good smoke, but it didn't fit the background.
I think, yeah, that's right. It's very stylized and cartoony, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
But you want the explosions to feel more real, but you can keep the characters kind of cartoony, but still have them in that real sort of... I don't know. I think the way to fix that is good lighting.
Yeah.
And the lighting definitely dropped in the sunnier scenes. Like, it was great in the dark scenes when Sonic was lit up blue and stuff, but...
Yeah.
On the skyscraper... There was definitely some problems with that backdrop and setting and his model.
Yeah, and behind the sunny green hills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like the pine forest. Yeah, like on the highway, he looked a bit weird.
That's right, yeah.
I would also would have loved to see what old baby Sonic looked like.
Old babies? Oh, like when he was humanoid-ish,
yeah.
sort of weird. Yeah. Oh my God, that would have been even worse.
They still kept his... Our friend looking kind of normal.
Ow.
Remember that Hooters? Old Hooters girl?
Hooters... Wait, hang on a second. My mind's just like...
She like protected him at the start and I'm calling her Hooters.
Oh, yeah. Hooters. Yeah, the
Hooters.
The owl.
I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, I thought you said owl, like A-L, like a guy called Owl. You're actually talking about an owl, the bird.
You've been watching too much of Australian Australian reality show I Married at First Sight with
I
owl.
Have.
Yep. Owl and Samantha. I thought they would have lasted.
I thought they were going to pull through. You know, he's endearing.
He's such a lovable larrikin.
He is a lovable larrikin.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Guess who else is a lovable larrikin?
Who else is a lovable larrikin?
Sonic. See what I did there?
Oh, man, you just brought that conversation way back.
I call that the old Mike Trixie 360. Pretty good, eh?
Whoa.
I know.
We're putting that on a t-shirt, I tell you.
Mike Trixie 360, and it's got a... Old homeless man coming skateboarding
in. Yep.
On a half pipe.
That's mad. That's a pretty mad idea.
That's not bad, eh?
Dude, you got to start writing these ideas down on pieces of paper.
Was it Mike Trixie 360?
That's the one.
Old homeless man.
You should write it down on your phone right now as we speak, okay. As I get another point up.
All right, quickly, fill for me whilst I do that.
Okay, so...
It's actually not bad, eh?
Yeah, yeah, it's great. I want to make the big point. This is a big point that I'm going to dive into here. Is the cringy jokes.
Yes.
There was a lot of them. And they were mainly from the shitty side human characters.
Yeah, Sonic usually...
When he cracked a joke, it was more physical.
His jokes were good, usually.
Yeah,
I'd
yeah.
I'd say 80% of the time, it worked all the time.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's perfect. That's perfect. And I like that reference there.
Yeah.
But the side characters, if we want to get real deep here, they were the worst part of the movie for me, personally.
Yeah, I have a point where I did like Jim Carrey at points.
Yes. Yeah.
But I feel like as well the initial meeting between James Marsden, I forgot his actual name in the show. Movie.
The military officer guy?
No, James Marsden.
James Marsden.
The main character, the actor of the main character.
Oh, he's a friend of Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tom Wachowski or whatever his name
you
is.
You see, I don't know my actor names,
you
man.
Idiot. Who voiced Sonic?
I got no idea.
It's Ben Schwartz. You idiot. You stupid boy.
Oh, I'm such a silly little sausage.
Oh, no. Bring it in, boy. Bring it in. That was a great hug over the table.
It was.
What were you saying?
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I think the initial meeting between him and James Marsden was pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I don't know if they're going for humor or intimidation, but their tone was super off there. It and didn't all the work dialogue at all. Was super rough. A lot of the start, first half dialogue was extra worse.
Yeah.
And then there was good moments in the second half, but then dumps of shit as well.
Yes. Honestly, everything that you've just said there, I completely agree with. I want to make a point about Jim Carrey. I think it goes for a lot of his movies that he is the star of the whole scene. That's why movies like Truman work so well, Ace Ventura, when he's just taking up the whole scene.
Mm.
But when he's with other characters, sometimes if they're not on the same level as him, the same intensity, it doesn't work. The comedy, I don't know, it's like a comedy scale. He's so physical and weird and absurd, but then you have this other witty humor that's trying to cut in as well. It's just kind of clashing and I don't know.
I wouldn't even say that was wit. It was just like standard humor.
Standard humor, yeah. It wasn't that witty.
Well, even the military,
but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Even the military, like where he's first introduced.
I wrote that as a point, yeah.
Oh, well, go.
Well, I was just reiterating what you're saying, like that was a part that really made me cringe, and I thought that wasn't funny at all.
Yeah.
I thought that was terrible.
Once again, I know all of it wasn't meant to be, laughing and stuff, but even the normal dialogue just really didn't land. I can't really remember what they were saying, but it was just very generic, like, I own you and I'm the leader here and all this stuff. It's like, okay.
Yep.
Also, what was the point of getting that... Here we go. I don't know that actor's name, the military guy.
Oh,
but he's in movies. What's the point of getting him for one scene? He never returned.
Yeah, didn't return. I mean, made a big point of it to have him in that scene at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's a thing that kind of happens. They just bring people in and
also surely they would have known that he was coming in if the military, the big head dudes were like, oh yeah, we better get this guy on.
Yeah.
Eggman. Also, why would they send the military out there in the first place if they were going to just use Eggman?
Well, maybe they sent the military out as like a first response and then they're like, nah, are we going to call in the big guns and stuff like that?
Nah.
I know, I get you. The logic doesn't fit up all the time.
It's also, I'm not super against this, but it's just interesting that this movie, the whole reason that the complication happens is because Sonic was sad.
Yeah.
Sonic was sad.
He's sad.
And farted electricity.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, Robotnik or Eggman wouldn't have found him if he didn't let off that massive EMP. But it would definitely have worked. Well, I mean, that scene would have definitely have happened another time when Sonic ran super fast.
Yeah.
Another point in his life, yeah, the same thing would have
happened. What was his intentions of running in circles so much? Was it just to let off steam?
I think it was just to let off steam, man. He was like, man, I'm going to run these bases until they go into hell.
He loves stomping on bases.
We're going to send them into the ground.
First base, stomp it.
Stomp.
Second base, stomp it.
Speaking of the EMP, oh, this is a point I forgot about before. So, when an EMP goes off, all electronic devices don't work anymore.
Yeah.
Why were their phones working?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
It was just all the stuff hooked into the like the power lines.
Is that because it's running on a battery though?
No. Oh well. No. So like when an EMP goes,
sound like a real idiot here.
I could sound like a real idiot.
That you go. No. I'll just sit back.
When an EMP goes off, I know this for sure. Electronic devices, they fizz out and they stop working.
Mm.
That's what happens. Same thing as when we saw the big explosion go off. We saw the satellite stop working in space, right? We had that shot.
That is true.
That's not connected to a line or anything. No power line. So
yeah, that's true. And does an EMP?
It does. 100% does.
Stop a phone.
Yes, it does.
Stop a phone. Well, yes. I haven't bloody searched it up yet, mate.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It hasn't popped up.
Well, if you think about it, like nuke logic, when a nuclear bomb goes off, the same thing happens. All electronic devices, they stop.
Cell phones and handheld radios. Is this a cell phone? An iPhone?
It is.
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
Oh, you're sounding real smart here, aren't you, mate?
No, I was making I'm kidding. It because I knew it was a cell. I was teasing you. I said, is this a cell phone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, piss off. Has relatively small antennas. Okay, if they are not connected to the electrical power supplies during the electromagnetic pulse, they may not be affected.
Well, that's a lot of phones that weren't affected.
His phone wasn't affected because it wasn't plugged in.
The police landline wasn't affected.
That is true.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There are some plot holes.
And it was nighttime. Most people charge their phones at night. What's James Marsden doing? What, he wants to wake up and be a cop and have 2%?
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? You're not going to survive the day.
Plus, you're just sitting in a car. Wouldn't you chuck a podcast on? You can't with 2%.
Exactly.
Another plot hole. Eggman really wanted to experiment on Sonic, so his initial thought is to shoot him with lasers.
Yeah. To destroy him completely.
If he obliterated Sonic, like, what would he do? Because his whole point was to harness what Sonic had.
Yeah.
But if Sonic actually got destroyed by lasers and he just obliterated his body, like, bro, you might get a tiny bit of DNA, but you've just ruined your chance.
Yeah, like all of those spines wouldn't have been salvageable. There we go.
All I'm saying is, for the smartest man, that seems kind of dumb.
Yep. Sounds like a pretty dumb thing to do.
Fucking idiot.
What do we think about Robotnik's appearance?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I liked his gadgets and gizmos as well. Yeah. The highway chase was awesome.
That was very cool. That was a cool scene. I liked his attire as that jet black look at the start. You know, it's very menacing. But as it progressed, he became more Eggman with the red and then the goggles. And then finally at the end, the bald head and the big moustache.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good evolution of his physical character.
They hit us with 2 end credit scenes as well.
They did.
We've already talked about both of them. But yeah, Mushroom World was weird. I don't know how he would have survived there.
He just ate mushrooms the whole time, man. Just nibbling on some fungies.
We've really spent like 10 minutes delving into the plot holes and logic of this movie.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's good. Jim Carrey dancing was just god tier.
That was good. Yeah, that was... that's what I'm talking about. He owned the scene, man.
Yeah, but then... So that's what this movie had. It had a few, like... And then it's like, oh!
Yeah.
Now we're getting into it. I genuinely laughed there. And then I had a bit of a painful time watching a few other scenes with, like, the fat mom... auntie.
Yeah, yeah. She was... she was unbearable, that character. Honestly, that comedy was terrible.
Yeah, so what if...
The whole screaming and trying to be, like... an argumentative person sort of thing in the scene. The voice of reason, I guess, in quotation marks. But yeah, that sort of humor is not funny.
If you're saying to your partner, just for the sake of it, I mean, your sister, hey...
Go divorce this guy. What a fucking bitch,
like, right to their face. Like, bro.
He's right there. This guy's clearly a good guy. How can she not see that?
He's done nothing wrong and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
She said he sacrificed, what was it? He worked 3 jobs for her so that she could afford to do a veterinarian course or whatever.
This guy is an ultimate man. Like,
so obviously they've been together for a while and she's like, nah, divorce.
Divorce him. Divorce him now.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. I don't even know. But look, they just put her in there to be an entertaining character apparently. But it didn't cut.
If you don't like someone... But, like, they're not a terrible person. Yeah. It's just for some reason you don't like them. You don't just go up to them and say that shit.
That's crazy, man. It's so rude.
Unless you're gangster. But she wasn't gangster.
She didn't handle that like a gangster.
She was not a gangster.
No. Not at all.
Turtle scene was wholesome.
Oh, I forgot about the turtle scene.
Yeah, that was wholesome.
That was so cool.
With little flapping cheeks. And then he was shaking at the end.
His little turtle wrinkles.
See, it has those really nice points. The fun parts, like with Sonic's big hat as well.
I like... Oh, speaking of more like wholesome sort of things, the friendship between Donut Lord and... and Sonic was great. I thought that was a really nice little, like, buddy adventure sort of thing. Like, that's good.
Yeah, it felt real. Whilst that just kind of formed out of... sort of nowhere in a way.
Like. But it had a nice progression, even though it was like, you know, it was a pretty simple storyline, but it was not, their relationship was quite nice. Like, it didn't get into this argumentative sort of, man, you guys aren't really bouncing off each other. Like, it was cool.
Yeah, and it was very cliche, except I'm glad they didn't do the cliche of, oh, we have a conflict, we're not friends, and then we're friends again.
That's right.
Well, they sort of did do that, didn't they?
But it wasn't that bad. Like, they were just like, I'm annoyed with that, but, you know, bigger matters at hand here.
But they did hit a lot of the same sort of cliche story beats.
Yeah, like, yeah, they did.
Character comes in, character has a problem. I'm going to help you go to this location. We're going to have a road trip. Things are going to happen on the road trip.
America!
And then as we get to the location, climax to get a thing.
Yeah.
We'll do a thing. It was all very kind of predictable.
Yes,
nothing took me off guard. What about you?
No, not really. I think the only thing that surprised me a lot for the first time I saw this movie was actually seeing the Sonic race course, Green Hills. That's what the town is named after, like the Green Hill Zone, is the first thing that you run on in the original Sonic game. And seeing his little island with like, all the tracks and everything, that did catch me off guard. That was a bit like seeing the Bumblebee movie for the first time and seeing the war on Cybertron with all the Autobots and Decepticons, all in their original 80s sort of vibe. Same sort of nostalgic sort of feeling there.
Yeah, you look that was good. Damn, that's sick.
Yeah.
I wish there was more like rings and shit though.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Maybe next run.
They didn't drop the rings, and like it had the ring sound, but it wasn't so prominent. I would have liked it to be a little bit more in your face, cartoony at that point.
Yeah, but I guess it's getting to that as well with Sonic 2.
Let's have a theorize for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's theory time.
We should see that for the next episode, shouldn't we?
We should see that.
Hey, a little cocktails, little primer up, and then maybe you guys will blow a fat load.
Oh. A big blue Sonic load.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just electrifying.
All right.
Electrify.
You were saying that the next one, you reckon it's going to be a lot better than this.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad. And I can see how older audiences would still enjoy it. I could see how kids would love it.
Yep.
There's a lot of flat points. The story was very predictable. What did I say? I had a really good one.
Yeah.
Where I said, and Future Scott just cut right before there, where I said Future Scott.
No worries, brother.
Sorry, I'm giving you a bit of work here.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm having a slow reading day. Good moments throughout, and definitely had a super basic story that didn't surprise or immerse.
That's true. How do we reckon the next one will surprise us? I think there'll be a lot.
Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got Knuckles. Idris Elba's playing Knuckles.
Yeah, and that will bring a nice dynamic to the characters, I think, between Knuckles and Sonic will have a very nice little relationship there. And I'm looking forward to Tails being in it.
Yes, and I'm looking...
Underrated character.
Looking forward to Knuckles...
Knuckles.
No, Eggman. Knuckles. Eggman being Eggman now.
Yeah.
Like, proper.
Yeah.
Why was Sonic calling him Eggman? Was it just because of his head? I don't know.
I think... Well, think of it like this, right? So Sonic was giving all the funny names. Sorry?
I'll think of it. Yeah.
You're going to think of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was giving all the funny names to people like Donut Lord, Pretzel Lady, all that sort of stuff, right?
Mm.
So I assume that he just went, oh, hey, Eggman, because, you know, he's flying around in this little machine and all the drones are like eggs.
Yeah.
So that's what I get out of it anyways.
Yeah, that's definitely right. That's definitely correct.
It's like he's like a child and he's like making up nicknames and stuff.
That's because he's got to be like 17, 18,
yeah,
16.
I would assume.
Because he was young, and then it said 10 years later.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Our lady. Our lady. Our lady. Eggman really did say good cop and then smacked his friend in the neck.
Yep.
That was gold. That was another god tier moment.
Yeah, I enjoyed those little Jim Carrey moments where he did pull through, and it was quite good.
Yeah.
It was like the old Jim Carrey coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other points?
Mate, you know what? I think I'm pretty...
Mate, you've started with a good day and now you're saying mate.
Yeah. Anyways, basically my last point to wrap up everything that we've kind of covered here is reiterating, it definitely warrants a sequel. I'm glad we're getting a sequel and I'm looking forward to a more colourful palette. You know, bringing in all those crazy colors from all the characters and getting into some new environments rather than just like the Green Hills area. Like, I'm looking forward to some exploration in the setting and stuff.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot. I think I have a lot of hope and I think it would be a lot better in a pretty decent movie by the sounds of it.
100%.
If it sticks with the same tone, but just a bit more refined and polished.
Mate.
You've got Knuckles, you've got Tails.
Yeah.
Got lots going on. I think it'd be good.
What more do you need? Yeah.
What more do you need in life, really?
Just...
You're feeling down in life? Just realize Sonic 2's coming out. You know?
That's it.
2020 was probably one of the best years for movies because of Sonic. 2021 was shit because there was no Sonic. And
2022.
Oh, no, I fucked up. 2021 was shit because there was no Sonic.
Yeah, that's right.
And now 2022 is the greatest year of all time.
Yes.
Even though we might be going into World War III.
We'll see.
Trivia. Trivia time.
Here we go.
I'm going to start with a point.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that
you,
shit?
You start it with a point.
I'll bloody start. I'll start me up, mate. Like bloody Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Start me up.
When the first teaser poster released, obviously everyone saw the terrible looking Sonic. We kind of covered that.
Yeah.
So it was so shit when they were going to release it on Thanksgiving in 2019. They decided no. They did a whole redesign and pushed it to Valentine's Day in 2020.
Oh my God. It was that long, was it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's that? Thanksgiving's November, right?
Yeah.
4 months.
Jeez. Delayed it by 4 months. And then they had to wrap that around and redo the design in that amount of time.
I think by the time it released as well, COVID was about to hit. And as soon as it... Oh, no. I think Sonic just survived.
Yeah.
Just survived. Because I don't think they can blame their box office on...
No, they can't.
I don't think it did terrible either.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey remarked during the press promotion for the film that very little of the dialogue from the pages of the script ended up in the movie.
Wait, yeah. Very little of Carrey's stuff?
Just all of it, he said.
Oh.
That makes sense, I guess, with all the shit dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
He was also given a lot of creative freedom in his non-verbal scenes, and that obviously makes sense with the dancing scene.
Yeah.
That was great.
I think maybe cutting a lot of his dialogue is for the best, I assume.
I feel like...
I don't know.
Yeah, it would have been interesting that he says what the writers had wrote, because if Ben Schwartz, I feel like he stuck a lot to a script.
Yes.
Because his character was very fluid. I will say this as well, sometimes Eggman's character was a tiny bit different. He was more intimidating at one point, but then he was kind of like this other kind of goofier villain at another point.
It was almost like, yeah, he didn't know what he wanted to be all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just doing scenes and shit.
I agree with that. Yeah.
The last point of trivia is what attracted Jim Carrey to this project more than anything else was that his daughter was a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that is very wholesome.
That's wholesome, man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, I respect the hell out of that. Good on you, Jim, for doing that.
And for that, I give it a 5 out of 10 nugs.
Yeah, respectable score. I'll probably give it like a 6 out of 10 nugs, I think.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast. Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3. Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.